I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. Welcome to another edition of the Disney List live on Facebook, hanging out, Al John and Kristen. Before we get started, we're going to talk a little bit about Disneyland reopening, as well as a special meet and greet that's going to be happening at the AMC Downtown Disney. I should say Disney Springs. It's been a moment. This show, of course, is made possible by people like you. So thank you so much for listening and tuning into the show every week. We're available on all your major podcast platforms, as well as being heard on Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long at srsounds.com. And we would urge you to please use our shopping links for Amazon and the Disney store in the show notes. We would also ask, if you're booking a trip to Walt Disney World, Disney parks, anywhere, doing a cruise, because they're coming back online, I want you to book with Kristen, because that's a great way to support the show, great way to support us, because we do that content for you every single week for free. Kristen, where can people hit you up, save money, and get your expert advice on their upcoming vacation?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
All right. And there are, I guess, some incentives still to be had for going to book your trip over at Walt Disney World. Now, I know Disneyland may be a different story because they're opening up with limited capacity. We'll get into that in a little bit. But if you're looking to plan your trip with people that actually go to the parks quite often, except for in this year of the vid, we typically go to the parks pretty regularly.
Yeah.
I want to say big ups to our chat room. If you're watching us from any other page, you can interact with us live from our chat there at facebook.com/thedisneylist. Like Eric, what up, Eric? My bro, Eric. Also, Lindsay's in there, Joan, she's always there. They've claimed their top fan badges. They've got the nice top fan. They claim their top fan status, so we love it. So without any further ado, let's get into the list. And what is our topic for this week?
Our top four rides at Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Let's get into it.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio. With your hosts, Kristen and Aljon. When you hear the music, those retro riffs from Replay Heroes, you know it's time for the Disney List. What's up? Aljon Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan, pop culturist here. Co-hosting the Disney List, where we talk about the list, our favorite rankings from the Disney parks, movies, films, everything that has to do with Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars. Joined by my lovely and talented, well-traveled co-host and Disney foodie from Dining at Disney podcast, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
Lindsay in the chat says, how's your week?
Long. Tiresome.
Gosh.
But I will say I have enjoyed the warmer weather and the sunshine. We've got a new stroller, so we've been taking Boo and Jack-Jack out in their new stroller.
How many weeks has this been now, parenthood, for us?
I don't know. We're going on 5 months.
Lordy. Man, do they grow quick.
Yes, they
grow
do.
Quick. Yeah, it was nice to actually get out and have some fresh air for once. We've been cooped up inside. And it looks like next week, y'all, next week we get the shot. We get the shot in the arm.
Actually, it's this week.
Oh, this week. Yes, this week. Well, yes, this week. This week, we get the shot. We get the shot. Is it one shot or two shots for this particular medicine we're getting?
Two.
It's dose, shatos. Shot. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Getting back into some type of normalcy. And speaking of normalcy, we're going to talk about the parks opening back up. You know, Walt Disney World has already been opening, or has already opened, limited capacity. People are... You know, we've gotten feedback from our friends taking trips and such, and that's great. Hopefully your business, you can start booking some trips again to the parks. Disneyland is reopening, and we've got that. We've got some information about our buddy Ashley. She's doing a meet and greet, a free event over there at Disney Springs. And then we're going to talk about our, you know, last week we talked about rides. We had discussed our Mount Rushmore rides. Our top four from Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. And Kristen, you were like, this week, can we talk about pavilions? We're going to talk about Epcot and Hollywood Studios and our top four ride attractions. We're going to talk about rides. We're going to keep it with the ride theme. Because if there are, you know, there's other things that are deemed attractions. There are other things. And especially at Epcot, you know, they're very light on the ride fare.
Yes.
There, you know. So that's slowly changing. You know, they're opening up Ratatouille, and Remy's Ratatouille, it looks super neat. I mean, you know, it's the same type of attraction. They're basically cloning it, bringing it over from Euro Disney.
Wow, you're going back in time.
Wow,
Disneyland,
man,
Paris.
Disneyland Paris. I know. But anyway, looking forward to that opening up really soon as well. Lindsay said, we're glad we're getting the shot. We're getting the shot. We're not getting the Johnson & Johnson single shot, but we're getting the shot. Joan says, I had two shot vaccinations already. Good. I'm glad. You know, that's the important thing. Everybody keep safe. Keep on practicing, you know, best practices, social distancing, masking, just trying to keep everybody safe and happy so we can go back to going out and eating at restaurants and taking the kids to the park and going to movies. Speaking of movies, Kristen.
Yes.
Did you know AMC theaters are going to be coming back online soon here in a few days?
I am so ready for that.
Yeah. So the movie theaters are coming back online. AMC in particular coming back online. I think this week. I think that's one reason why Ashley Eckstein's doing her thing. Let's talk about that really quick. So Ashley, our favorite Jedi, Ashley Eckstein, Going to be hosting a celebration of Women's History Month, talking about curating your dreams at Disney Springs. And you can pop over there by the AMC Theater for the free event that's happening on the 24th. It's at 5 p.m. Tickets are needed for this event. No walk-ups. You've got to be able to get it. A limit of 2 tickets per person. Of course, social distancing will be observed, and masks and all that stuff are going to be happening there. But once again, you need to check this out, because Ashley's the best. She always gives fans the talk, and we'll be doing a Q&A session at the very end, and you could ask her about Ahsoka Tano and about all this stuff and what she's going to be up to over there at the AMC Dine-In Theater that's going to be opening up, I guess, later on this week. So, and about 90% of those AMC theaters, according to Hollywood Reporter, I believe, are going to be opening up this month. So that's awesome. So for more details, check out Ashley Eckstein's Instagram for that, and try to get those tickets when you can, because it's always great to see her.
Mm-hmm. 9 a.m. Monday morning.
They go on. You can get it first come, first serve.
Yep, first come, first serve.
I love it. I love it. If you're in the area, please check it out. I had to throw that in there for sure. So talking about reopening, this is exciting. Now, you covered this at Dining at Disney podcast this week, so I urge everyone to subscribe to your show, your podcast again, Kristen. But why don't you tell us about what's going on over there at the Disneyland Resort?
Well, right now, Downtown Disney is open. And then on April 30th, Disneyland Park and a Disney California Adventure will open. The day before that, April 29th, Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa will open. And as far as Disneyland and Paradise Pier, those two hotels will open at a later date, which we do not have at this time.
Great. You want to read some more of those notes there?
I can.
Yeah.
It says, given theme park capacity will be significantly limited to comply with governmental requirements, promote physical distancing, we will manage attendance through a new Disney park reservation system that will require all guests to obtain a reservation for a park entry in advance. To enter the park, both a park reservation and valid admission for the same park on the same day will be required for guests ages 3 and up. Theme park reservations will be limited and subject to availability. Until further notice, only California residents may visit the parks in line with current state guidance. So, So only Californians.
Only Californian. Well, better than nobody, right? It looks to me, from the reports I've seen reported, I believe they're going to be rehiring and putting back to work people that have been furloughed. I think it's 10,000 workers for the parks, something like that. Wow. You know, this is a sign. This is a good sign. People are going to get vaccinated. People will start, you know, visiting the parks and returning back to work with theaters and restaurants, hopefully entertainers coming back online, getting back to business and hopefully doing it in a very safe, and I'm sure they will, a very safe way. They've taken cues from what's going on at Walt Disney World, and they will do nothing but offer, once again, great guest experiences in a very safe way. So, you know, I'm glad that this is happening, and it's not just them coming back online. It looks like here in a couple months, we're going to have cruises setting sail again. Kristen, you want to take a stab at this, because you are the cruise expert and book cruises as well.
Well, Royal Caribbean is hoping to start sailing again this June. The CDC issued their conditional sailing order that cruises have to abide by in order for the return of the cruise industry. So Royal Caribbean is hoping that they can do some sailings to the Bahamas and Mexico in early June. Mm. So
that's exciting.
That would be nice.
That's exciting. You know, we love to cruise. And Kristen is an avid cruiser, and not only does she visit the parks often, but she's got that going on for her. So if you want to go ahead and take advantage of some deals that are going on, please, once again, Kristen, where can people book their cruise, any cruise or Disney or Universal trip for that matter?
At Theme Park and Cruises at gmail.com.
Yes.
Forgot that. What I was saying.
Yes. Yes, that. I think that's great. And, you know, Legoland is opening. We've got other theme parks. I think Knott's Berry is going to be reopening. Six Flags going to be opening. So, you know, this is great. This is great for all of us as we kind of get back to some kind of normalcy, going out and hanging out with family and friends and giving nice warm hugs, because we've missed those over the course of the year. So anyway, now let's get into it. Let's talk about our Mount Rushmore. Man, you know, we went overboard. We went overboard on last week's show. We went over our hour, and we didn't even get a chance to read off all the replies, you know, from all the messages we received. But we encourage people to go ahead and let us know in the chat. Let us know over social media what your Mount Rushmore attractions, your ride attractions are for Epcot and Hollywood Studios are, because we will probably compile all of them and talk about them next week.
Oh, that sounds like a good
plan. Yeah, we'll talk about them next week, about everyone's favorite attractions. I think that'd be fitting. And in the meantime, Kristen, what do you look for your attractions? I mean, should we talk about Epcot first? Because Epcot is just...
Yeah,
we
let's
have
talk
a lot
about
of Epcot attractions. So, what do you look for when it comes to your top four list of favorite attractions? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for enjoyment when it comes to riding it multiple times, being that attraction that I really enjoy and don't get tired of going on.
Rewritability.
Yeah,
I'm looking for rewritability, theming. You know, it's, you know, these are must do rides for us, I will think. You know, every time we go, and we're annual pass holders, so when we go to those theme parks, we just want to be able to hit those rides. We have to do it. It's not a trip until we hit those rides. Now, I will say, I won't spoil it. Shall we just get on with it?
Yes.
All right. Do you have yours in order?
I do.
All right. So why don't you go ahead and let us know what your number four is?
My number four is Spaceship Earth.
All right. Spaceship Earth. I love it.
We have ridden that so many times. It's crazy. And I will say, one of the things I like about it is the story behind it, you know, where it tells you about the progression of everything.
Has witnessed the landmark moments of amazing innovation that made today's spectacular communications technology possible. Travel back to the dawn of humanity, when early man painted on cave walls and spread ideas through the wildfire with invention of Gutenberg's printing press. Yeah.
I have paper that I've printed on a Gutenberg printing press.
Do you, really?
Yes, I do.
Where did you see the Gutenberg printing press?
I think that's in Bamberg, I think Germany.
Really?
Is where the Gutenberg Museum
wow.
is.
Wow, yep. That's cool. I'm down with that. I am so down with that. That is cool. That is really cool. 16-minute ride, y'all. Omni Mover ride. It's really relaxing. I dig it. It's not my number four, but that's killer. You know
what is your number four?
My number four is Mission Space. Blast off on a thrilling simulated NASA-style mission to Mars and orbit the Earth for a more gentle ride through space. If you want to orbit the Earth, if you're into just chilling, you know, but I'm not. I'm go for launch. My name's Al John Go, and I am go. It is go time, and I'm down with the hopping aboard that X2 Deep Space Shuttle. You know, the ISTC training center where four cadet crew will assume this important mission. You've got the pilot, the engineer, the what else? The pilot, engineer, and you've got the mission specialist, commander.
Navigator,
that's it. Yeah, you got those four. And I think it's really fun. I think it's great. I really like the G-forces. The spinning, as long as you keep your head stationary, facing center, looking straight into the monitor, you're in good shape.
Have you ever moved your head around the seat?
Of course I have. I just wanted to see if I would get all discombobulated, and I didn't get discombobulated. However, Kristen,
yeah,
we've we've seen the cleanup crew come in with the sick bag. That's not good. You know, they've got the cockpit that comes down, and they point it out to you. It's like, just in case, little one, mama, don't forget sick bag. There's a sick bag. It's like those kids that go on the airplane that get sick. You know, they have their name tag on the sick bag itself.
They have two different versions too.
Yeah.
You can either do the less intense or the more intense.
Yeah, I do more intense. But you've done the less intense. I have never done the less intense.
Yeah, don't bother going on it.
I've never done it. Never done it. But, you know, it's cool. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but I am a space fan. My dad worked for Boeing and NASA, and I am really down with the whole space shuttle thing. However, I miss Gary Sinise. I don't know why they didn't have Lieutenant Dan do the pre-show like they did in the last few years, because he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Dan, do the pre-show. Disney, make it happen. I don't know what's going on with this new pre-show. Not as cool.
No.
Not as cool. You have to have the guy from Apollo 13 do it. You know what I mean? For heaven's sake, Kristen, what's next for you?
Well, my number three is Mission Space.
There you go.
And of course, the intense version. Just because I like it, that feeling of your stomach completely dropping out, which is why I am such a big fan of roller coasters.
Joan says we only do the green mission. Hey, you know, at least you try it. Try it, you know? I mean, it's all good. Lindsay says, never go on Mission Space after drinking around the world, LOL.
Oh, no.
I've done it. I've done it. That's what we'll have to do for now that hopefully everyone's getting their shot and everything. We're going to have the 20th anniversary Sorcerer Radio trip on the 21st anniversary of Sorcerer Radio. And hopefully we'll get all the DJs together, you know, to go to the parks, because I think that would be amazing, right? It would be amazing to have all the Sorcerer Radio DJs from around the country, around the world, just to hang out at Walt Disney World. How many people love that? I think we'd go nuts. We'd go crazy. I mean, Sorcerer Radio's 10-year anniversary was, gosh, you know, the 21st anniversary.
But we did it for the 11th. We did it during the 11th year.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess this will happen again. It's bound to happen. But yeah, so my number three is actually what your number four was, Spaceship Earth. So we flip-flopped. And once again, it's fun. It's relaxing. You know, I like the storytelling behind Spaceship Earth. And who doesn't want to go inside the big golf ball, right? The geodesic sphere. Who doesn't want to go in that? And I think it's great. I think it's going to be even better, too. I think once they figure, you know, all the new spaces and
that.
The redo of everything, Spaceship Earth is going to look magnifique with all the brand new enhancements they have to Future World in the years to come.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be cool. All right. So we are at
number two.
Number two, bringing the sound back for Lee Beaton. So what's it going to be, Kristen?
My number two is Test Track.
Oh my gosh. We flip-flopped. Okay. Okay. Test Track. Why is Test Track your number two?
I like how fast it goes when you go outside.
Me too.
That and the fact that it goes outside, which that's cool, especially at night, because it's, you know, you don't have the sun beating down on you and, you know, you're not blinded by the sun. So it's cool to do at night.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Day and night, it's great to do. And I think it's also great because you get to design your own car.
Yes.
I like designing.
And you get to see them as you go through, you know, how you rank.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. It's amazing to me how people can go into Test Track, which is design a concept car, put it on this test track, where you get to be the ultimate test dummy, right? And get into this concept car that you built with all the stats, whether you want to concentrate it on being a huge muscle car or a really great maneuvering SUV or a energy efficient vehicle, whatever the case is, you design those pieces and put them together in your own concept car. You ride through the attraction and it's exhilarating. It's fun. You're really close to the ground. You go, you know, what is it? Like 55 miles an hour, right? On that test track or something like that.
Something like that.
And
it's
65. 65 miles an hour.
Yeah, I was going to say it's 60. It almost hit 70.
Yeah, it says, go through the Chevy Design Center, create your own virtual concept car, buckle up in a 6-passenger sim car, and take it for an exhilarating spin around the test track. You can go through obstacles, winding circuits, straightaways, switchbacks or inclement weather, high curved banks, 50-degree angles, and hills up to 3 stories high, and then reach speeds up to 65 miles an hour as you put your car through its paces. And after each test, check the scoreboard to see how your vehicle performed. And that's fun. And then you can also, take a pose or a virtual test with your picture and get a little souvenir from the folks over there at Chevrolet, which is nice.
You know, I've always been surprised because you smell the tires and you can see all the tires that they go through.
Yeah.
With those cars. That yes. It's always a car maker that's a sponsor and not a tire maker. Because you would think you would want to use a company that makes tires since you go through so many of them.
Well, you'd think like Bridgestone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brought to you by Bridgestone. Yeah. But, you know, it's the design, the car. I think that is the most appealing part about it. And, of course, they have the showroom, which is an attraction in and of itself. I love going through and seeing the new cars. I've been very tempted at times to actually buy one of their cars. I have not
Camaro.
Yet. I do love the Camaro.
That's on my next car potential list.
I do love the Camaro. I know a guy that works at Chevy, at GM. Couldn't make that happen. It would be great. But yeah, definitely, I'm all about that. However, you know, that was your number two. My number two is actually soaring around the world. And you could take that breezy flight aboard your hang glider and experience all the breathtaking wonders of the world. And I do like it. I do love how exhilarating it is to ride the glider. Very first time, I kind of white knuckled it a little bit because I was unsure of, like, what's going on? You know, a little old lady is sitting next to me like, oh, this is fun. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm, you know, I'm afraid of heights. This is kind of crazy. But ended up loving it. You know, you go 180 degree, 80 foot IMAX digital projection dome. And it kind of immerses you into that whole hang gliding aspect of this attraction, which is really cool. What do you have to say about Soarin'? Because it's probably your number one, isn't it?
That is my number one. I like all the smells.
Yeah.
I liked it when it was just soaring over California. That was cool. Because it was different than like it when they changed it to make it to where you started at Epcot.
Yeah.
Or ended at Epcot. Because Disneyland always ended at Disneyland Park, which I was surprised that they didn't end up changing that to it landing at DCA, but I like that now you see all these places around the world that there's a good chance you will never get to see in real life. Mm-hmm. Places that you may get to see, like the Eiffel Tower, because France is a pretty, you know, a lot of people like to travel to France that are Americans. So it's cool that you can see places maybe you have seen or places you'd like to see but never will get to see.
Yeah. So this is what you get to see. The Swiss Alps, polar bears in Greenland, sailboats in Australia's iconic Sydney Harbor, weave in between elephants in Mount Kilimanjaro. You get to glide over the Great Wall of China, the Great Pyramids of Egypt, the Taj Mahal in India, the Monument Valley, and then Fiji's Lau Island and the Iguazu Falls in South America. You'll also look down the Eiffel Tower as it sparkles like a jewel in the night, surrounded by the lights of Gay Petty. Yes.
The other thing it has that's not listed there is seeing Neuschwanstein.
Oh, yes.
The castle.
This is true. I, too, really love soaring over California. This is good. This is good. But once again, I wax nostalgic for the old attraction vehicle or video, I should say. It's the same vehicle, folks. It's just a different video. And it is nice. It does look nice. And, you know, great soundtrack as well. Always great. So anyway, so that was your number one, right?
Yes, that was my number one.
All right. And my number one was Test Track. So we kind of flip-flopped.
Yes.
So yeah, Test Track was my number one. And just because I like the building vehicle aspect, as I said, and going really quick around those tracks. So
let's recap.
Yes.
I'll let you go first with your 4-3-2-1.
Okay, go ahead. You recap. Your top four for where I've gone.
I just told you to do yours.
Oh, you told me? Okay, you want me to go. Okay, so my recap is number four, Mission Space. Number three, Spaceship Earth. Number two, Soaring Around the World. And number one, Test Track. That's my list. My Mount Rushmore.
My number four is Spaceship Earth. Three, Mission Space. Two, Test Track. And number one, Soaring Over the World.
Yes. Yes. By the way, Bobby, what up, Bobby Dreher in the chat? Love you and Tony, buddy. Miss you. Miss you. Miss you. Miss you.
Oh, it feels
much.
Like forever since we've seen him.
I know we haven't seen him in forever because we didn't go to our trade show this year, so I missed him. Tim says, I'll be listening to the podcast at the gym, wondering if you would ever do a podcast of the best time to go to Disney of all possible times and why. Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. Let's do it next week. Let's do Tim's suggestion next week. Okay. So we'll definitely do it. Yeah, we'll see you and Tony soon, Bobby. Absolutely. Absolutely. So here we go. Our next Mount Rushmore list. We're going off to a brand new park. Well, it's not really new, folks. It's not really new. It's Disney's Hollywood Studios. We're going to be talking about our top four favorite ride attractions there at that park. And shall I go first this time?
Yes, you go first.
Okay, number four.
Number four over there at the studios. I'm going to say Slinky Dog Dash. I love this attraction. It's fun. It's in Toy Story Land, of course, Slinky Dog. And it's very mild thrills, very small drops, suitable for kids, tweens, adults, teens. But man, is it fun. And it's fun at night. Let me tell you, the lights on this thing are glowing. It looks like, you know, it looks so much fun. And Slinky Dog, man, what a great attraction. Take off on a family-friendly coaster that twists and turns past giant toys and spinning and springs across Andy's oversized backyard. This is a type of attraction I wish that the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was.
Yeah, it's longer. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Bobby goes, best time to go, one magical weekend. Those are fun. Those are fun. I think I was supposed to MC something during that time years ago. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Long time ago. Oh, I was going to do something for Gibson, my day job there, and do some DJing stuff, you know, for the parties that are going on. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Bobby says Slinky Dog rocks. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Anyway, that's Slinky Dog. My number four, Kristen. What is your number four for Hollywood Studios?
My number four, and I think people are going to probably give me some crap about this one, because I put Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run number four. I like it. It's fun. It's interactive.
Yes.
I like rides that you can interact with. If it's not a thrilling ride that you get to do something, you know, like Buzz Lightyear's blasters, you know, things like that. I like those kinds of attractions. I think it makes it more
immersive.
Yeah.
Interactive.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Immersive, yes. All right. How about
number three?
Twilight Zone. Tower of Terror is my number three.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Now I like this a lot. We make a beeline toward that side of Hollywood Studios between this and Rock and Roller Coaster because it's fun. We are thrill ride people. We like the drops and the random drop sequences. We love Twilight Zone. And, you know, we like old Twilight Zone and we like classic Twilight Zone. So But once again, step uneasily inside the infamous Hollywood Tower Hotel. I can't do my Rod Serling, sorry. And find a dusty lobby frozen in time. Even the subdued hotel staff seems strangely out of another era. And there you go. Suddenly, a television set springs to life, and Rod Serling welcomes you on a journey through the Twilight Zone. Not bad. Tower Terror is great.
Anyway, I agree.
Anyway, all right, go ahead. What's your number three?
My number three is Toy Story Mania.
Okay.
Again, like I said, I like interactive. And this is fun. It's cute. I like to, I'm a very competitive person.
Yeah, you are.
And so this is a lot of fun for me because even though most of the time you beat me when it comes to the total score, I am a much more accurate shooter than you are.
Yes.
So I do really well at accuracy, which if we were needing to shoot at something, that's always better.
Horseshoes and hand grenades. I'm the hand grenade guy. You know, you just, you know, send all those toys to downstairs. That's what I'm saying.
It's fun. And it's better than Buzz because you have the 3D glasses you're wearing.
It's
and you
fun.
Really focus on You're really focused on the game because it is so interactive that way.
Yeah, exactly. Load up on food at Hollywood Brown Derby, then go to Toy Story and then get your, you know, your Popeye arm workout there. You know what I mean? You get, you know, totally into that, you know, shooting those 3D rings, you know, hitting people in the face with pies and throwing darts, you know, at army men and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's cool. I like the old school gallery shoot of it all. It's a lot of fun. And they swap out scenes every now and again. They swap out the scenes so you don't always get the same scenes, which is nice. So there's one of your things right there, rewritability.
Yeah.
And great theming too, because you get to go inside Andy's, you know, toy box and you get to check out all the games and all the different, I don't know. He's got like Uno games and Candyland and, you know,
Mr. and Mrs. Ladders.
Potato Head, you got the Chutes and Ladders, you got all kinds of different things you can mess around with in there. So it's cool.
I don't think I've ever played Chutes and Ladders.
I have, but man, it was so long ago. It was probably in daycare when I played that, you know. Yeah. Did you have a favorite daycare game that you played before going into preschool? I played a lot of them.
I don't remember when I was a kid.
I remember playing Candyland.
I remember Candyland.
I played a lot of Candyland. I also played Operation.
One of the most popular games that we have at work over at Rockstar is Uno. We have like 6 or 7 packs of Uno cards because the kids love to play Uno.
Yeah, that's true. I think Bobby mentioned that that is Tony's favorite ride. It's Toy Story. I agree.
It's a good one.
Joan loves Toy Story. And Lindsay loves Tower of Terror. Yep. hard to beat it. Hard to beat it. We're at
number two.
All right, here we are. Number two. Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. I like it. Race along darkened freeways of the LA area in super stretch limos, getting to meet Aerosmith at the show, backstage pass and all. It's got an awesome soundtrack, different soundtracks every time you ride. All, of course, done in a special remix by Aerosmith, the legendary band, probably one of the biggest bands in the United States, in the history of rock and roll. The Super Stretch Limo, decked out with 125 speaker, 24 subwoofer, 32,000 watt audio system. That's crazy. I don't see how that's possible, but it's crazy. But I'm sure it is. Each vehicle blasted different hit songs, including Walk This Way, Dude Looks Like a Lady, Sweet Emotion, Back in the Saddle, Love in an Elevator, written.
It's Love in a Roller Coaster.
Specifically for this rocktastic attraction. And also written multiple times by the members of Aerosmith, including Steven Tyler, whenever he's in Orlando. He goes down there and rides his own ride. Wait a minute. I love that idea. And I love it. Because I'm a musician and I love Aerosmith and I love guitars. And guess what? My guitars are in this attraction. I love the Les Paul, Joe Perry's Les Paul, his black Les Paul.
Not your personal.
Not my personal guitars. Okay. But the Gibson guitarists definitely make a make an appearance in there, which is great because I also have a Les Paul custom in black, just like Joe Perry's. Love that guitar. And I love being the fact that you walk into a recording studio and then you get to see them track and you see the little plant dancing there, you know, which is a lot of fun, dancing on the console, and you see them mixing walk this way, which is a lot of fun. Go to zero to 60 in 3 seconds, shoots you out of the gate. You start doing 3 inversions and you're just head over heels and you're crazy and you're going fast. Now, what is it Natalie said that she's not a fan or her son wasn't a fan of this ride?
Yeah. I think he was 7.
Yeah.
When Tommy took him on the ride and he would not go on it again. I'm sure by now he's gone on it again.
Oh, I'm sure.
But for years he wouldn't ride it. He actually digressed because of going on it. He then would freak out when we put him on attractions he was used to. So like we would go on Big Thunder and he would sit between us and he would just like hold on to lock into our arms and he was just put his head down. You're like, it's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Which one of her friends? Oh, it was Kate and Dave's kid, Zach, that didn't like Rock and Roller Coaster, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he freaked out. He doesn't like dark rides. But hey, you know, we're in it to win it. We love thrill rides, and this is one of the most thrilling rides you're going to get there at Disney. It's fast. It's great. Love it. How about you, Kristen? What's your number two?
My number two is Rock and Roller Coaster as well. So.
Right. Yay. I love it for all the same reasons.
Yes.
It's great. All right.
I like the takeoff best, though.
And I love the music, too.
Where you just get shot off.
Yep. It's fast.
The rest of it could use some smoothing out. You get a little banged up and round in that one.
Well, especially if you ride in the back. If you get in the back of any roller coaster, you're going to get the most beat up. But, see if you can, wait till you can get a front seat.
Single rider line.
That's right. All the single riders. You got to love that.
Number one.
I cheated. Go ahead.
No, you're going first.
Rise of the Resistance. I have yet to ride this ride because it opened up right before the vid happened. And, our annual passes, we were going to go check this out and no dice. But this is a long ride and I've seen it. And even though I haven't personally ridden it, I would think that this being a pinnacle of Walt Disney Imagineering and immersive storytelling, that this would be on the top of my list when I do, in fact, ride it, right? The Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run is a great attraction, but this is a whole other ball of wax here, all right? So the Resistance needs your help. Hidden in the forest out there by the Black Spire Outpost, the Resistance is gathering recruits for a secret mission. With the First Order desperate to extinguish a spark of the Resistance, your mission is to bound to have unexpected twists and turns when your transport is captured by an imposing First Order Star Destroyer and legions of stormtroopers led by Kylo Ren. And there you have it. So I like it. What could go wrong?
Nothing.
In this mission? Nothing. Of course, nothing. But this is a long attraction. It's almost like, 20 minutes, right? Something like that. It's ridiculously long. But it's great, right? You want the most for your money, the most bang for your buck? You get to go inside a Star Destroyer, Kristen, and it looks very, very impressive, especially those life-size AT-ATs there, right? Anyway, that's why I cheated, folks. That's why I cheated. Because I haven't ridden the ride, but I'm going to put it in my Mount Rushmore. It's on my must-ride list. Anyway, go ahead, Kristen. What's your number one?
I have not watched the videos or anything of it because, I'm against doing that. I want to see it for the first time by riding it. I feel like it spoils it for me if I watch the video.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what is your number one?
Oh, my number one.
Let's finish this list.
We talked about it earlier.
We're on a podcast here, Kristen.
That's why I forgot. My number one is Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
All right.
Because I love the drops.
Yes.
What makes this even more rideable is the fact that you don't know how your drop's going to go. Because right. The sequences change all the time.
Yes.
So that's why that has to be my number one.
I love it. I love
that. And I like horror movies and going to haunted houses. And so it has that, like, you know, that creepy feel and everything because it is the Twilight Zone. So, yes.
Yeah, the theming's impeccable. Love it. Absolutely love it. You are walking into the TV show, which is great. And I love that feeling. That's how you should feel when you walk into Hollywood Studios. You get to be part of the ride, right? That was a whole marketing thing. Be part of the ride, whatever that tagline was. Anyway, Lindsay says, I'm too short for Rock and Roller Coaster because of my head doesn't reach the headrest. Oh, really?
Oh, Lindsay? My gosh.
You gotta wear some Spanx on your feet. I was going to say wear some Spanx and then, you know, lift yourself up, but that doesn't make any sense. Just put lifts in your shoes. That's what you could do.
That's not going to help if her head doesn't reach the headrest.
Oh, okay. Well, wear Spanx and then put some stuff in there. That way you can you can boost yourself up a little bit. I don't know. That was just a weird thing for me to say. That was just so strange. I apologize. I apologize. But anyway, all right. Thank you. That was great discussion. Great list. We're going to talk about your feedback for the past two shows in next week's program. And we will also tackle this question, right?
Okay.
You know, we're going to tackle a question from Tim Johnson, which is the best time to go to Disney World of all the possible parks and why. So when's the best time to go to the parks, Kristen? And I guess we can maybe tackle that for Disneyland as well, but we definitely will be talking about Walt Disney World for sure. In the meantime, don't forget, please like, share, and subscribe to this show. We're on all your favorite podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Anchor, iHeartRadio. We're there. We're in it. So give us those 5-star reviews if we deserve it. Give us that feedback. Like, share, and subscribe to all of our socials there, Facebook, Twitter. Give us a thumbs up. Kristen says give us a thumbs up.
Yeah, I would like.
Shit, my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the hearts. Let's do it. Do it. You can find me, AljohnGo, on Instagram. You can also check out my other podcast I host there, also part of the Sorcerer Radio Network, their Skull Rock Podcast. We had an awesome, awesome podcast. Check it out. We recently had Bob Gurr on and Floyd Norman and so many others. So please check out the podcast. We have great Disney animators, filmmakers, soundtrack makers. If they've worked on a Disney film, guess what? We're going to have them on the show. So please check it out. Me and, of course, former special projects manager, filmmaker, and animator Dave Bossert is on the show. So check out Skull Rock Podcast, if you will. Kristen, where can people hit you up and book their trip and check out your podcast?
Well, and if they are looking to go to a Disney park, cruise, Adventures by Disney, Universal Orlando, or any cruise line, they can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Also, if you like Disney food, check out diningatdisney.com. Our podcast is on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, all those different places. Last week, we talked about the opening of Disneyland and a few other things having to do with, like, Disney food news. So make sure you check that out. And this coming in, not this week. Is it this week? I think this week is our group show.
Happy Hour.
Yeah, Disney Happy Hour, I think, is this week.
Yes, it is. I know, I'm part of it, right?
Yes.
All right. Oh, that's great. It's going to be great. We love that show. We love Dining at Disney. So please check it out.
Make sure you like, subscribe, click notification bell, please.
Absolutely. A couple more shout outs. A big shout out to our partners there at Sorcerer Radio, where you can hear this show streaming live, as well as our other podcast, Dining at Disney Now, will be streaming live soon on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast. Don't forget, srsounds.com. That is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long. Now back on Live 365. Please check that out. And Kristen, some other shout outs to our friends?
Yeah, make sure you check out our friends Park Hopper Sid and Park Hopper John on WDW Park Hoppers, as well as John and Tony on Disney Parks Podcast.
And if you're looking for some fun on Facebook, our friends over at the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone are great places to meet a fellow Disney fans.
Absolutely. We also have the Disney List group there too. So don't forget that and the Dining at Disney group. So join our groups. You can also find us on Discord there, the Sorcerer Radio Discord. Join all the fun, the action there. Gosh, we have so many different plugs. Also want to send a shout out to Replay Heroes, who provide our theme music for the show. So please check out Replay Heroes. Hey, Kristen, we're out of time.
Okay.
We're out of time. My name is Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
This podcast was not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes. Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.